The bamboo grove swayed in the cold wind. In the western sky, heavy clouds hung low, extending over the rice fields to the distant horizon, the rift between its grey banks tinged with the hazy glow of sunset. For some time, a flock of northern wrens had been flying around the stone well without a moment's pause, their liquid trills ringing in the air. The young master of the house watched their flight in total stillness. His physique was as sturdy as a boulder, but his face, still visible in the gathering dusk, looked younger than his 24 years, and his dark skin gleamed like tanned leather stretched taut. The young man's eyes glinted with a certain intensity underneath his thick brows. He gazed at the small, nimble wrens flitting about without betraying a hint of boredom. The smell of broth wafted from the kitchen. These days, he had been living solely on this simple scallion miso soup, accompanied by a small side dish of pickled daikon for both breakfast and supper. The young man's name was Akiyama Daijiro. It was nearly half a year since Daijiro had established his own dojo of the Mugairyu School of Swordsmanship, nestled in the grove of trees near the Masaki Inari Myo Shrine on the outskirts of Asakusa, where the river of Arakawa turned into Okawa and snaked around the land.
"Look, from now on, you've got to do everything by yourself. I won't look after you anymore."
That was what his father, Akiyama Kohei, had told him before helping him build a modest dojo of his own.